What state officials do understand about these draft regulations so far is that they're different than anything the EPA has proposed in the past. In September, the agency released a proposal to reduce carbon emissions from newly constructed power plants. Yesterday's proposal, however, doesn't focus on the individual facility. Instead, it sets carbon dioxide standards for the state as a whole.
What EPA is saying is that by 2030, overall, West Virginia's total CO2 emission rate, which is pounds of CO2 per kilowatt hour that we generate, has to be 1,620 or less.
That's West Virginia Department of Environmental Protection Secretary Randy Huffman. He explains to meet the EPA's new standard, West Virginia would have to reduce its CO2 emissions by 15%. That's compared to 2012 measurements, the latest available. But how states meet their individual reduction standard is up to them. The rules are flexible and give states a combination of options to reduce their emissions, but essentially force them to diversify their energy sources. Huffman says there are some efficiencies to be found within coal-fired power plants themselves, but not enough to meet the reduction standard.
Knowing how much energy we produce by coal, knowing what the coal CO2 numbers are now, it's going to require a significant reduction in combustion of coal and a replacement of that by some other energy source.
According to the U.S. Department of Energy's Energy Information Administration, over 95% of the energy produced in West Virginia comes from coal, and the state typically produces more energy than it consumes, meaning coal is helping to keep the lights on in other states. But those states will soon also have to rely on other energy sources. An option is to switch from coal to natural gas, an industry that happens to rapidly be growing in the northern panhandle and north-central portions of the state. But Huffman says just switching to natural gas won't do enough. West Virginia will have to go even further to reduce its emissions under the new rule. Other options set out in the EPA's plan include things like energy efficiency, investing in renewable energy, and making power plant upgrades. But it can also include offering discounts to consumers in exchange for shifting their energy consumption to off-peak hours. Governor Tomlin was less keen on the rules, speaking against them at a press conference at the Capitol.
We appreciate that the EPA is giving our state some flexibility to design an implementation plan. But based on the briefings that we have had, these proposals appear to realize some of our worst fears. The bottom line is the only way to comply with these rules would be to use less West Virginia coal.
Tomlin says his administration will do everything they can to block the rules, but will continue working with EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy to mitigate the impacts he says communities in West Virginia will feel as a result. Attorney General Patrick Morrissey says his office is looking at the legalities of the rules. He believes it is an overreach of federal power to dictate a state's overall emission rate. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.